I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched pre-dawn attacks on Ukraine's capital as air defenses work to stop drones in a relentless wave of bombardments targeting Kyiv. The buzzing of drones and loud explosions were heard early Tuesday as Ukrainian air defense responded to the third Russian aerial attack on the capital in the last 24 hours. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a video message on Monday to mark U.S. Memorial Day, honoring Americans for defending freedom.
We, Ukrainians, will always be grateful to the U.S. and every American for an extraordinary support.
Memorial Day is a U.S. federal holiday reserved on the last Monday in May to honor those who have died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. U.S. Congress is back and topping the agenda is a debt ceiling deal no one claims to really like. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with more.
What's the message to House Democrats who have reservations about this compromise bill?
Talk to me.
President Biden acknowledges not all Democrats, particularly those on the left, may vote for the package Congress is taking up, but...
I spoke to a whole bunch of people, and it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
His debt ceiling deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy runs 99 pages. Both can point to provisions they can call victories. Funding medical care for veterans, and changing work requirements for government aid, and streamlining environmental reviews for energy projects. But each side has a job to do to win over enough lawmakers in their parties to pass it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, there is more at voanews.com. Again, that is VOA News.